This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, taking care of business. When you get a moment, read Luke 19:10. You'll understand exactly what I am talking about. Now, folks, much to cover today. I know that Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com, took the show over yesterday for me, and in saying so, he was talking about how the House Republicans unveil the Rhino Care bill, and it is dead on arrival. Now, folks, if you were listening to the news just a couple of moments ago, does it sound like it's a dead bill? When, in fact, folks, what's happening right now is those that are on the right side of the aisle, as you would call them, are the ones now being called out for their compromises concerning Obamacare. And keep in mind, or the Affordable Care Act, as he deceptively called it, friends. But it's interesting to note that they're now being exposed for who they really are, and no longer can they point their finger back at Barack Hussein Obama for anything. And it shows you their part in the crimes committed against we the people concerning Obamacare in the first place. And now, friends, I noticed that I just used the word crimes. Crime is anything that violates law, just so you understand. If you go to the root of that, it's called sin. It's found in Scripture, 1 John 3:4, and that is a violation of God's moral law, like thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet, see? And they're being exposed for that right now, and keep in mind, they don't have Barack Obama to blame anymore for the crimes that they are now committing against we the people. But is anybody paying attention to the Republicans in Washington? They promised to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Now, keep in mind, again, they have to come in right behind the promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act, or Barack Obama's Obamacare, as they like to call it. And they're pointing it out as being such a bad thing. But isn't it interesting? They're not saying that they just want to repeal Obamacare. They quickly say, we want to replace the Affordable Care Act. They want to replace Obamacare. I shared with you sometime, probably about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, when a man is found to have an ailment or a disease spotted or detected within his body, you don't go and take that ailment or that disease or that cancer within his body out only to replace what needs to be rooted and cut out completely. I want you to understand, friends, when I use the word crime, I want you to understand that it is crime that is being committed on the American people through Obamacare. As I'm reading Article 1, Section 8, which is in front of me right now, which, folks, the scholars of Washington, D.C., the greatest of these deceptive attorneys that are calling it law or even going over to the Supreme Court in justice himself, who had to call Obamacare a tax. Oh, what did you say, Bradley? He had to call it a tax to get it passed. Wait a second. Isn't he supposed to to be one of the good guys? Why, yes, of course he is. Am I being facetious? America, I am a little bit, because you should know better than this. Now, what am I saying? Go back to Article 1, Section 8. It states that Congress, that's the voice of we the people, that's those that represent we the people, shall have power to lay and collect taxes. So now you understand why he had to call it a tax, the Supreme Court injustice, in order to get Obamacare passed in the first place. So we have deception coming all from all those that are to represent we the people, regardless if it's the judicial branch or the congressional branch or the legislative branch, friends. You're being lied by all of them. And as a matter of fact, if you listen to the news report just a couple moments ago, isn't it interesting how all of these criminals are in the light, in the face of the people, congratulating one another for actually pulling apart Obamacare, only to replace that which is unconstitutional. And see, the problem that we're having in this country, friends, read Hosea 4:6, is most people don't even know that Article 1, Section 8 comes into play. The people of this country, rather than standing down and playing the dupes to ill-designing men, should actually begin to put the question to those that are implementing that which is unconstitutional by asking them, where did you derive the authority in the first place to implement something that is unconstitutional? But instead, they've got you debating over who the good guy is, when in fact they're all in it together. In America, when are you going to wake up to the tactics of these criminals that you call representatives? Article 1, Section 8. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, excises, to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, excises shall be in uniform throughout the United States of America. And then it goes on, which has nothing to do with the federal government laying to anybody in this country as to the fact that they are mandated and commanded by their government that serves we the people, that derives their just powers from we the people, from the consent of the governed, America. They're laying on you something that is a pretended authority, because they don't have the lawful means to implement something that is unlawful. But again, friends, what are they doing? They're saying, well, we're removing it, but we're replacing it. Okay, it's like saying to the sick man, we're going to remove a cancer, but we're going to put in something else into your body that's going to be just as dangerous as the cancer was. But we removed the cancer, so don't worry about that. But now you have to worry about the second part of that. But they don't want to talk about that right now, because they want to keep your eyes off of topic. They want to keep your eyes off of the responsible party when it comes, and the responsible parties when it comes to the likes of Obamacare, America. You know, and isn't it interesting that they're using none other than Paul Ryan to go ahead and beat the drum concerning Obamacare? They want you to believe that what they are doing is the right thing at the right time for the American people. This is historical, they said. You know, it was some feat it took to get this pushed through. What pushed through? Repeal and replace. Now, keep in mind, friends, the one beating the drum concerning we're going to tear it down and we're going to build it back up, we're going to repeal it and we're going to replace it, is again none other than Paul Ryan. America, did you hear what I said? Paul Ryan. Does everybody remember who Paul Ryan is? He's the guy now standing behind the President of the United States of America with a big smile on his face, being represented by the corrupt media in the United States as being one of the good guys. Paul Ryan is the one that betrayed.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley Dean here. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And or if you'd like to go to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next three segments, please do. Weigh in. Tell us what you have to say. There's a whole lot of people listening today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Go over to 1 Timothy 2:5 and 1 Corinthians 11:1. You will understand that we have become fishers of men as we follow him who makes us fishers of men. And that's just how it works here, okay? Wanted to let you know, friends, during the first segment, we were talking about what's going on in government right now. And there's a whole lot of get the people asking the wrong questions so we don't have to give them the right answers. You're being led through deceptive measures, friends, that what's going on concerning the repealing of Obamacare, only to replace it with their new idea, friends, it exposes who the criminals are, because no longer can they hide behind Barack Hussein Obama as being the bad guy anymore, friends. They're being exposed for their part, and due to the fact that their accomplices in the crimes committed against we the people concerning Obamacare in the first place. And I also brought forth during the first segment, friends, that John Roberts, the Supreme Justice, friends, he's an injustice. He had to call Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, as they like to say. They had to call it a tax because they couldn't pass the test any other way. And folks, don't think for one moment that they didn't plan this before they did it. Remember what Mr. Roosevelt said back in the 30s, that there's nothing in politics that's not first planned. And you better bet your bottom that dollar that's exactly how this works. But you know what? I say to the American people, it's now time to plan the enforcement of the law concerning those people that mean to enslave our children, concerning the likes of unconstitutional and therefore illegal unconstitutional Obamacare and or Affordable Care Act. Then, folks, what I did is I started to highlight the fact that, well, guess who's beating the drum for Obamacare, talking about how we're going to repeal it and we're going to replace it? None other than Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. He's one of the good guys, the state-controlled media would have you believe. But if you go back and rewind just a little bit, I brought this up before, and I bring it up for the very purpose that this is a Judas. You know, the Bible tells us clearly, friends, that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. And these people love to flatter. The Bible tells us that faithful are the wounds of a friend, but kisses of an enemy are deceitful in Proverbs 27. Folks, these politicians love to kiss you, don't they? And don't forget, America, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, was betrayed with a kiss. And there's a whole lot of politicians across the boards right now kissing up to America, which should put a chill up your spine, and it should cause you to take notice as to what they are doing. They're trying to get one past you right now. You heard during the beginning of the show when they were playing the commercials, the conservatives were highlighting and high-fiving one another for passing this historical bill. Look what they have done in such a short amount of time. Hey, friends, what have they done? 1-866-582-9933. I ask you, what have they done? It's just a different player. That's all that's in play right now, friends. Same agenda goes forward. I don't care if it's George Bush Sr. I don't care if it's Bill Clinton. I don't care if it's Barack Hussein Obama or Donald Trump. The agenda is going forward, friends, and it's called socialism. And I also lay to your candor, friends, to begin to put the question concerning those that are beginning to attempt, friends, to implement something that is unconstitutional. They rammed this down your throats, literally, friends, against the will of the voters. So that tells you that they're not serving we the people anymore. And if they are not serving we the people anymore, just like Abraham Lincoln said, is we're not called to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. And that's exactly right. And that's exactly the example that our forefathers gave unto us. And by the way, so does the Bible every step of the way. And don't sit there and look at me like I'm the one promoting anarchy when you're allowing a bunch of anarchists to go ahead and enslave you all the more. Friends, who's beating the drum? Who's trying to play the good guy right now? We're going to tear it down and we're going to replace it. America, are you paying attention to the fact that Paul Ryan and who Paul Ryan is? Are you paying attention to the corrupt fruit on this corrupt tree, friends? He's a player. He doesn't serve we the people. As a matter of fact, on December 15, 2016, Paul Ryan betrayed you by throwing a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill, which funds fundamental transformation of America. In other words, Paul Ryan's first major legislative achievement was a total and complete sellout of you, the American people, masquerading as an appropriations bill. He gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted. How is it that he could still be on Donald Trump's cabinet, friends? How is it that he could be the Speaker of the House, all the well knowing that Ryan and his omnibus bill fully funded DACA? How can he be standing there with a smile on his face and the state-controlled media is high-fiving him every step of the way? They're not attacking him. They're not calling him out. Why? Because he's a player, friends. He's a sellout. He's a Judas. Folks, Ryan's omnibus bill funds sanctuary cities. Those that are defined supposedly right now, Donald Trump, Ryan funded them sanctuary cities to defy Donald Trump. And by the way, again, laying it to Donald Trump, do you think or do you suppose for one moment Donald Trump doesn't know who Paul Ryan is, friends? I mean, the hypocrisy is to high heaven, and everybody sees it on Donald Trump's part. Did you know that Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs? I thought Donald Trump was actually putting the kibosh down on illegals coming into the United States of America. Does Donald Trump not know this, America? I mean, Ryan funded, through his omnibus bill, your tax dollars to bring and allure illegals into this country. They're not undocumented, America. They're illegals. Did you know that Ryan's omnibus bill funds all the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years? But he's sitting there with a smile on his face behind now the said president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Do you think Donald Trump doesn't know this, America? I mean, we know he's not a stupid guy, right? We're all agreed on that. But I'll tell you what, either you're being played again by the dupes of ill-designing men, or Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing, or he's just dumb as a rock. You choose. Because, again, what we're highlighting right now is the likes of a Paul Ryan who's beating the drum, bragging on himself and other conservatives how they're tearing down Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, only to repeal, and Paul Ryan, the snake himself, loves to come right behind that and replace. Repeal and replace. Repeal and replace. What's the difference, America? What's the difference? A crime is a crime. Well, it's not. It's a lesser crime. No. There's no difference between stealing $1 million and a penny in the sight of God. You put it how you will put it, but stealing is stealing. So the bottom line is we have Paul Ryan beating the drum while he funded everything Barack Hussein Obama wanted. Oh, wait a second. Got to stop here. Got to stop here for a moment. Did you know that Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal aliens and their resettlements in the United States of America? But he's sitting behind Mr. Donald Trump right now with a big smile on his face, and you're led to believe that everything's good now that Donald's in control. Hey, America, is Donald in control? How many times have I told you I don't care what president you put in the White House? Until America repents before a just and a holy God, nothing's going to change. Things are getting worse, America. They're not getting better. And I know a good portion of you useful idiots have fallen back to sleep because you have been led to believe that Donald Trump is the savior of the United States of America. Boy, how little of history you really know. How little of history you really know. Because history is repeating itself because you haven't learned from history, America. Did you also know that Paul Ryan's omnibus bill, it funds the release of criminal aliens to the equivalent of 68,000 of them in the United States of America under Barack Hussein Obama? Why would Paul Ryan, if he's such a good guy, why during his first legislative act, why did he give a foreign agent, sodomite, a effeminate criminal, everything that he wanted, only to further destroy the United States of America? Why do you think that could be, friends? Because they're traitors? Well, you better bet your bottom dollar they're traitors. But I'll tell you what, we need to...
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Liberty, if you'd like to call in, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, do give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to make clear some of the things that I'm highlighting here. Over the last week, friends, we've been talking about a lot of crimes that have been incited by those that are to represent we the people attempting to create domestic insurrection. I've been warning you about this for a long time, and now we're here. And now, so in saying so, I'm simply laying the question to you, the American people, if Donald Trump is the guy that he puts himself up to be, how come he's allowing time for these people to commit the crimes against him and his administration without actually enforcing the rule of law, which he promised he would bring back in? Now, and I'm not blaming Donald Trump. Just let's get that straight. I'm blaming the American people who should know better. Because ultimately that's what it comes down to. It's our responsibility before God and then to bring about change. That's the order, by the way. You know, and you can't really blame, you couldn't blame Barack Hussein Obama, you can't blame the Clintons, you can't blame the Bushes. They're only doing what you let them get away with. Let me say that again. You can't blame a one of them for the things that they're doing because America, you're allowing them to do the things that they're doing. I mean, this reminds me of Marcus Tullius Cicero when he said, don't blame Caesar, blame the people of Rome who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and gave him triumphal processions. Blame the people who hail him in when he speaks in the form of the new wonderful good society, which shall now be Rome, interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, more living fatly at the expense of the industries, at the expense of those that work. And for the most part, I know that's who I'm speaking to right now. You complain about what you tolerate, but listen to what Marcus just said. Don't blame Caesar, blame the people. Of course. And folks, it's interesting, on Monday when I went to President Ronald Reagan's museum here in Simi Valley, I noticed the same exact talking points. Change, jobs, security, taxes. The same thing. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And they keep doing it over and over and over and over because the American people don't get it. Because prospective people of prospective countries don't pay attention to how the game is played. Hey, by the way, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, a brand new article out just now, White House wrongly claims Rhino Care bill fully repeals Obamacare. Did you hear what I said? White House, but wait a second. Let's go back to Donald Trump on the presidential trail, the campaign trail. Oh, it's going to be so easy, so easy. So easy, so easy. You know what's interesting? And I told my wife and I told those that were around me, I said, watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Because, friends, we're talking about real work that needs to be done. But I'll tell you where it begins. It begins where you drain the swamp. That's the new talk in the supposed self-proclaimed conservative movement today. It's time to drain the swamp. Well, he needs to begin to clean up his own house, and he needs to begin to deliver on the promises given to the American people, but we've seen that he's already taken a step back on quite a few of them. And the ones that he has gone forth implementing, we're still waiting to see the full fruition of those, are we not? Yeah, we are. Because nobody can call me up on the phone right now and pinpoint anything that has been promised to the American people as fully seen through yet. Not a one. Nope, just like the Peasers, Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, and none other than Trey Gowdy, the American people are appeased by listening to big words and seeing no action. I want to tell you something. My little kids can tell you about what I'm going to tell you right now. Listen carefully. Action speaks a lot louder than words. Action speaks a lot louder than words. On a positive note, have you ever noticed, and I have noticed this, and I thought that was great. This is what needs to be done. When a representative of the American people goes on the campaign trail and they begin to promise to do things, first of all, they need to see them all through. And in the promise and the fulfillment of the promise that they made on the campaign trail, they need to put up a sign or make it news that another promise has been fulfilled. And I started to notice this. You see it sporadically, not very much, but you see it sporadically where you'll see a road completely finished. And that particular representative, which did their job by fulfilling their promise, which means they are statesmen or stateswomen, they put up a sign stating, as promised, roads have now been fixed. That is great. That's how they all need to operate. But see, what you're subjecting yourselves to, friends, are a bunch of deceptive, ill-designing men. And there's no other way to say it, because that was a phrase, and it was a coin phrase given unto corruption, namely corrupt politicians, by our forefathers. Folks, we need to begin to see these signs stating that promises are fulfilled. See, because what's going to happen is the next 4 to 8 years is going to fly by and very little is going to be done. And what they're going to do is they're going to give you false polling and false stats, just like every other corrupt president has, to get you to believe that they did what they said they were going to do when the opposite is true. So, America, we need to start holding their feet to the fire is what we need to do. And again, going back to Mr. Cicero here, I want you to listen carefully one more time before I get back to the man, if you want to call him that, that's beating the drum for the repealing of Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, only to replace it. He throws in replace it really quick. Don't blame Caesar. Don't blame Donald, America. Blame yourselves. Blame the people of Rome who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored Donald Trump and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and gave him triumphal processions. Blame the people, said Marcus Cicero, who hail him when he speaks in the forum of the new, wonderful, good society, which shall now be Rome. Interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, which everything that Marcus Cicero said here is exactly what was just promised to you once again. This time it's Donald Trump. He has the right jersey on, so everybody's A-OK with Donald because, after all, we like Donald. And what has he offered you? More jobs. It's not his job to offer you jobs. More money, which brings more money. More ease. It's their job to get out of the way so the entrepreneurial spirit can flourish, friends. More security. What are they talking about? The same thing Ronald Reagan was talking about in the 80s, friends. You just haven't figured this out. And more living fatly at the expense of the industrious, those that work. Yep. Because at the end of the day, what does it come down to, friends? You're paying for all of it. You're paying for all of it. You're paying for your own demise, where there is demise. And I know, and let me talk to you in all sincerity, friends. I don't like having to get on the radio show on a daily basis. I want you to know that I am not self-called here. I'm answering the call of God in my life. And it happens to be that he's put a trumpet to my mouth on this radio show to warn the people of their wicked ways before God. Now, if I did not have the love of God within my heart, Romans 5:5, I surely wouldn't care about what's going on in this country. But I got to tell you in all sincerity, friends, because it's in my heart to tell you right now, I love people. I love this country. And in that order. But I couldn't love people and I couldn't love my country if I first didn't love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And America, I want you to know what real love looks like. Not that we all have 100% hold of it, but I do want to say that he's got a hold of me. He's got a hold of those that are actually out there rebuilding the old waste places, Isaiah 58, Isaiah 61. Read them when you get a moment. But I want to let you know, America, listen to me carefully. Listen with your heart. God speaks to the heart, not the head. I love you by my actions to tell you that this does not look good to the rest of the world, and it does no good for our posterity or to our posterity to sit there and continuously give, by continuously giving these criminals a path to violate law on a daily basis. I love you enough to tell you that. And I love you enough also to tell the criminal that. But I got to tell you, America, these are not the type of people, these lifelong politicians, these are not the type of people you can save. These are the type of people that you must lawfully remove. And that is the end of love, because love is the fulfilling of the law. These people mean to do the things that they are doing to you, America, without remorse. They are living off the backs of those that are not paying attention to what's going on in this country. And I say, and I'm sure I speak for the American people that hear my heart, enough, is it not? So it's not me getting on the radio show and backhanding people or slapping them or showing people how stupid they are. No, my job is to awaken a people that are in a deep slumber. Read Ephesians 5 when you get a moment. And that's exactly what I'm doing today. I've had enough of what's going on here. But I also know the way I lay to myself, first and foremost, and to my children, and then to my brothers and my sisters abroad, that nothing happens. Nothing prospers. Sinners don't prosper, friends. But nothing will prosper in the sight of God until we take responsibility before God. You know, I like to say that, you know, if you want real revival, friends, because America needs an awakening before there's ever going to be a revival. Just remember what I'm telling you, because that's a fact. They need to be awakened to their state of sin before God, for God to bring about revival. But put your feet on the Bible, stand before God and say, Lord, I'm not moving until everything within this circle is completely revived. But keep in mind, friends, you can't revive what isn't dead. And until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of none other than Los Angeles, California. Friends, we've been talking about much, and again, since it's being highlighted across the airwaves, I wanted to make sure that we stuck right in the center as to what was going on to expose it for what it really is. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but again, we have some that will blurt out the truth in their confusion, and I think we have another one of these scenarios in front of us, hopefully not in just part or a little leaving, but the whole of what he is doing. I hope it's in all sincerity, so I'm high-fiving him at the same time. I was also putting him in check, and I'm talking about Rand Paul. But if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, establishment attempting to pull the wool over president's eyes on Obamacare light. So we have people on the inside that are warning the American people as to what's really going on here. And friends, again, before we got to the place as to where we're at in the present today, America, are you not complaining about the establishment? And you need to understand that the establishment that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of is still there. And that's why I'm calling out the likes of Paul Ryan. But I want to go back to something that Rand Paul said, establishment attempting to pull the wool over president's eyes on Obamacare light. Well, the fact of the matter is that's all Donald Trump has to do, friends, is go to Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution and get away from them snaky lawyers that Jesus woed, which means he damned them, in Matthew 23, and read the Constitution for himself. We don't need an attorney to tell us what the Constitution says. It's unconstitutional, Mr. President. And if it's unconstitutional, why are you talking about replacing after repealing? I mean, that sounds absolutely sickening. And it sounds hypocritical, and it's ridiculous. And furthermore, Mr. President, you're directing, as the American people are entrusting you to uphold the Constitution with your hand on the Bible against both foreign and domestic, concerning those that would mean to destroy us or to pull down our Constitution. So help me God. Well, the fact of the matter is that's all you have to do is read Article 1, Section 8, and shut down Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, altogether. Because it doesn't take a genius to figure out, and especially a successful businessman, to know when someone says, let's repeal it and then replace it, that, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out you're dealing with deception right off the bat. And we all know, by the way, or diplomatic measures, we know what diplomacy is, right? Because Benjamin Franklin rightly defined diplomacy as seduction in another guise. This president, if he be sincere and true, needs to read the same law that I'm reading right now to shut this down. And those that attempt to advocate and push forth the agenda of the communistic dangerous ideology of something called Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, he needs to lawfully deal with each and every one of them. And the American people need to be right there in the process of actually indicting them after you remove them, Article 2, Section 4. Article 2, Section 4. Read it when you get a moment. And then indict them after they're removed, after they're impeached. But again, friends, what we're doing right now is we're going down the same lines as what Rand Paul was talking about, friends. And again, it's interesting how they just go along to get along. They won't, of course, they won't call each other out for the crimes that they're committing because they both have junk on both sides. It's like pro wrestling, WWE, as I was talking about last week, friends. You know, they act like they're arch enemies up on the stage or up on the mat. And then behind closed doors, they're best of friends. And you have a bunch of useful idiots that are paying these guys millions of dollars. Well, they know that it's all counterfeit. It's all fake. They're paying these actors to be deceived, friends. And you got to know that a lot of these politicians are nothing but paid actors. I mean, how many times we've been around politicians and we'd incite or recite or make reference to the Constitution? They had no idea what we were talking about. And they're about as worldly-minded men can be, you know, purposefully or not. It doesn't matter. Ignorance is ignorance, and what you're seeing is a whole lot of ignorance in action on the behalf of those actors, those paid actors, on the behalf of special interest groups called politicians. And the American people are the foolish ones that are actually paying them to deceive them all the more. And that's exactly the parallel between what's going on in pro wrestling. Hey, friends, I wanted to remind you concerning Paul Ryan, who's got a big smile on his face behind the new president. It's interesting that Ryan, if you didn't know this, Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign workers' visas. This is perfect judgment because the Lord said under judgment, the foreigner would be made the head and you would be made the tail. Also wanted to let you know that Ryan's omnibus bill, it completely funds tax credit for illegal aliens. But he's there standing behind President Donald Trump now. With a big smile on his face, because again, I want you to hear what I'm telling you. Because the state-controlled media is setting the narrative that he's one of the good guys. Well, again, friends, nothing could be further from the truth. I'm just sharing with you the fruit on his corrupt tree. Best buddies with Barack. Best buddies with Barack. Ryan's omnibus bill also locks in huge spending increases on your dime. Ryan's omnibus bill failed to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. I mean, folks, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. But again, friends, as long as he's wearing your jersey, then everything's going to just be A-OK, right? Or if not, then it's time for you to get busy. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, highlight a couple things that are going on once again. I want you to pay attention as to who's committing the crimes here, friends, because, again, this is just second to none. Did you know that CNN cut feed after congressman dropped the truth? About 30% of domestic terror tied events are to refugees coming into America. CNN didn't want you to hear that. These people are being paid to endanger your lives, literally. Literally. So there's the media for you. And then we go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. House Republicans unveil Rhino Care with a big smile on Paul Ryan's face, who's selling you down the river, friends, with his American Health Care Act. Notice how they had to change the name. That's all they did, friends, is change the name. And do you think for one moment they didn't know that they were coming to this? You better bet your bottom dollar they did. But again, friends, going back, House Republicans unveil. Republicans, friends, unveil Rhino Care bill, and it's DOA on arrival. Really? Really? Huh. It's funny how that works, isn't it? I also wanted to let you know that did you know that the son of Hillary Clinton's vice president pick, did you know that he was just recently arrested for rioting? Did you hear what I said? Tim Kaine's son was just arrested for rioting. Oh, and I had to tell you too, friends, because apparently some of the people that are listening to the show are putting no works to their supposed faith that they've created in the figment of their imagination. Maybe they should read the second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them. And that means to create a God to serve your own, or to actually create a God to serve your sins. And the sins that you've created in your mind, Jesus is okay with this. No, he's not. Do you remember when Madonna was inciting the people at the Women's March to blow up the White House? Isn't it interesting how that just went unpunished? Man, that's amazing how that works. And then we highlighted the woman, the individual that was leading up the Women's March, Linda Sarsour, in which, again, Madonna was a spokesperson for her event. How she's a radical Muslim, she's Hamas terror tied, and she's also seeking to overthrow American government by inciting people to domestic insurrection in the United States of America. Friends, did you know that she was just arrested in the last couple days, friends, for protesting what's going on, supposedly with what's going on concerning Donald Trump? Did you also know that the next woman, this is all on sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you know that you can meet the next woman terrorist at the next Women's March? Why is this going on under the guise of freedom of speech, friends? These are all advocating treason against the United States of America. This woman's name is Rasmia Yosef Odi. She's a convicted terrorist. She's a Palestinian who was convicted in Israel in 1970 for her part in two terrorist bombings, one of which killed two students while they were shopping for groceries. She spent 10 years in prison for her crimes. She then managed to become a U.S. citizen in 2004 by lying about her past. But the great detective work, INS, next time use Google, friends, was subsequently convicted in 2014 of immigration fraud for the falsehoods. How come she's still here, America? However, for some reason or another, she won the right to win a new trial by claiming she had been suffering from PTSD. Folks, let's wake up. Love you by what we do. Broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
We We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded video.